We know that a lot of workplaces can't find enough employees right now for a variety of reasons. Among the employers, child care providers like daycare centers. Here's Michelle Jokishpolo of member station WKAR in Lansing, Michigan.
During the pandemic, tens of thousands of child care centers across the country were forced to find new ways to work. They had to embrace physical distancing and masking requirements while finding enough workers to keep their doors open. Many could not. Others reduced hours and availability. Elizabeth Tobia runs EC3, a daycare company operating in downtown Lansing for nearly 40 years. Before the pandemic, Tobia was managing two locations and the care of nearly 200 children. Today, the second location has closed, and enrollment at EC3 has been cut in half. Despite increasing demands for childcare, Tobia says she's struggling to find new staff.
We've had to put a freeze on enrolling children until we can find skilled people who want to work in this field. So now we're operating at a level that still isn't break even for us financially, but we can't find people to apply for jobs.
The challenges of providing affordable childcare have increased substantially for daycare providers since the pandemic began. According to data from the Center for American Progress, costs per child have gone up to an average of 47%, in part because daycare programs had to reduce capacity, sanitize spaces, and increase worker pay. Simon Workman is a national expert on childcare finance.
Because families can't afford that, the providers are either cutting staff or they are going into the red, right? They are taking on personal debt. They are taking on business debt. They are not replacing people when they leave.
Workman says the pandemic highlighted how severely underpaid childcare providers have been for decades. Brooke Ehrenauts' experience bears that out. During the pandemic, she left her job at a daycare center because she didn't feel like it was worth exposing herself to COVID-19 for the low wages she was earning.
It's really frustrating to be in this field and to dedicate so much time and energy to essentially raising children to be paid poverty wages.
Simon Workman says once assistance from the federal government stops, he expects many more childcare centers to close. With rising costs, there may not be enough parents who can afford upwards of $20,000 per year. In Michigan, a bipartisan deal was reached to use $1.4 billion of federal money to expand affordable childcare options for parents and provide additional money to childcare workers. But Elizabeth Tobia says it's just a temporary fix.
So when we begin to realize that preschool and education, even for the 0 to 3 age group, is more important than college education and needs to be funded accordingly, we're going to be struggling with this for a long time.
Providers hope the next step will be acknowledging just how crucial good daycare is, both for children's development and for their parents' ability to return to the workplace. For NPR News, I'm Michelle Jokishpolo.